Blackstone Audio presents All Hands Down, The True Story of the Soviet Attack on the USS Scorpion by Kenneth Sewell and Jerome Preisler. Prologue. Abyss. The Atlantic Ocean, 400 miles southwest of the Azores Archipelago, summer 1986. Its ballast tanks full, heavy with four sets of iron descent weights, the deep-water submergence vehicle Alvin dropped toward the ocean floor. The cramped, chill titanium sphere of its control room is darkened, or mostly so. There is a faint glow from its instrument panels, and a greenish cast to the pale cocoon of light outside the observation ports. Several small lights, used by the crew to take notes or operate cameras and tape recorders, have been turned off. When you are going to look out into the dark, you keep the sphere's interior as dim as possible. Almost insectile in its contours, Alvin floats down and down like a firefly through a moonless, starless, nocturnal sky. On the surface, where the craft commenced its journey, the day is still young. For those aboard the Alvin, the transition from daylight to total darkness was rapid and dramatic. The submersible began its descent bathed in the pale orange morning sunlight that penetrates the first few meters of the ocean's surface. Water absorbs 100 times more red light than blue, and as Alvin slipped below the waves, everything outside would have taken on an increasingly bluish tint. To the human eye, white objects appear blue underwater, and red objects fade to gray. About 6 minutes into the dive, the sun's rays would have ceased to filter through the water altogether, leaving Alvin in darkness, except for the glow of the thallium iodide metal vapor light several feet above the main viewport. The TI emits an intense beam in the green spectrum. That is the wavelength to which the eye is most sensitive, making it very efficient as a driving light. 15 feet in front of the submersible, the pool of illumination is quite bright. Further ahead, it begins to weaken and transitions to a murky twilight. The pilot's habit is to switch on Alvin's TI fairly early in his dive. Without it, he would not be able to see anything outside, and he likes to judge his rate of descent by the movement of what is known as marine snow. This suspended detritus is mostly organic and is composed of anything from the fecal matter of aquatic life forms to bits and pieces of dead sea creatures broken down by the relentless motion of the water and biological forces. The particulate is gradually, almost imperceptibly, traveling downward to the bottom sediment, but for the purposes of measuring...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?